they needed that so badly. Like I need Trish Stratus now to sit down and make herself at home.
She can actually take my chair.
There's a man here that is that's uncalled for. I didn't order that. I don't know how that went sideways. But you just sit down there, young lady.
Look at Mike.
We've been waiting so long.
I was running.
You're a busy lady all the time, aren't you?
Busy, yes.
And I actually saw a preview of Bounty Hunter.
And doing something totally different and outside the box, right?
Yes, I thought the Shakespearean thing was very moving.
Yes.
But the kicking, the punching?
Yes. Yeah, see, it's
what's going
like,
on in your life where you have to act like that?
Well, it's the aggression. I need to let it out somehow.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
I'm no longer a wrestler, so therefore I must fight somewhere else.
But it was good. Did I see fighting in a schoolgirl kilt?
You did indeed. Yes. There was a moment when I read the script and I was like, schoolgirl outfit, come on. I mean, really? But there actually is a really good reason that I'm in a schoolgirl uniform at that particular moment.
Because I love it.
You know what? There was a side note.
Because I couldn't take my eyes off it? That reason?
Is that why you're wearing the schoolgirl outfit today?
No.
Like I came in here and I'm like, what? Like for our listeners, they don't realize, but you are wearing a schoolgirl outfit today and I didn't know why. Is that what
Well, because I wore the sweatpants last time. Uh-huh. That was embarrassing.
You dressed up for me. Thank you.
That was a very bad call when Sir Stratus comes into the studio. So nice to see you.
Great to see you.
Because you came in with the DVD last time and Stratosphere and the
Yoga Terrific Yogapreneur.
Yes.
I made that up.
Oh, again.
I do this. I know. Get used to it. I like to invent words.
You're a wordsmith is what you're saying to me.
I am.
And so there's a lot of bending, a lot of stretching in this activity because people have been asking, they're going, is she going to do a downward dog? I got to be honest, I don't know what that means.
Really?
No.
You have no idea? Because that's a pretty common yoga move.
Yoga's not...
It's not in your
in
repertoire.
My collective, not really. Because I just started back. I said I was going to start back.
Yeah, last time we spoke,
back.
You
yes.
promised.
I know.
And how's it going? Let's do a little like checkup on you,
sir. Starting, did not have one drink for 2 weeks.
Good start.
You're welcome.
Okay, good start, yes.
That's pretty good.
And now how is the working out going, Mike Richards?
Well, just got back on the treadmill
what
thing.
What is this
that's
hand
coming?
Motion you're doing? This
because
means
this...
lies. I know body language.
That doesn't
I recognize
mean lies.
Lies, yeah.
You're saying that I would lie to a beautiful girl?
Mm-hmm.
Why, that's a lie.
Uh-huh, lots of hand motions. So when are we going to get you doing yoga, sir?
I would say I can do it in 2 weeks.
Okay, what happens from now until 2 weeks? What is happening in between that you cannot do this immediately?
My first cycle of steroids.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking a lot of juice.
Yeah.
In between
juice is essential for a great yoga practice.
Yeah, because
their
yoga people are huge.
Jacked. I mean, yoga practitioners are jacked.
I can't go in there with all those other people doing the dogs and the cats without. I will though. 2 weeks.
Okay.
I would be in there.
In 2 weeks.
Yes. And
so you're juice up first.
And first of all, mixed with heroin.
Oh, good.
Because it's a little slimming, I find.
Good blend.
But.
Good.
But you know we're going to television soon.
I know.
And I said.
Yes.
This is, and people are going, so when's the.
Oh, tell me when. When is this? You have an update, I can tell. What's going on over there? What do you see on your screen?
Oh, here's one from, once again, May 2nd, 1967. A reference to the Leafs.
Uh-huh.
Said, Mike, can you ask Trish if she would consider coaching the Leafs? They'd play for her. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, I've done yoga with the Leafs.
I know you have.
And that clearly didn't really. No, it helped. No, at the time, I can't say this year I've done much with them, so.
Who was good at it that was a player? Who do you think performed well in this area?
You know, Jay Harrison, do you recall him?
He did well?
He did well. He was actually a yoga practitioner. He came in. He's solid practice. I was like, what is going on? His downward dog, impeccable.
Does that put pressure on me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could you do the downward dog right here if I saw you do it? Could I do it? Or is it going to hurt if you do it here?
I'm wearing a dress, sir. I cannot do this downward dog motion at this moment.
It never occurred to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a sec. That's why you asked.
No.
Savvy. Hand motions. Hand motions. Lies. Everywhere.
Savvy. That's right. Mike
You're
Richards.
Savvy.
So we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to take a break.
Okay. On the flip side.
Are you going to play? Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to play? Romantic music.
Yeah.
Saxophone. Sexy. I like it.
I am bringing, do you like mimosas?
No, I don't drink. So go ahead. What else you got?
You don't drink.
No, no, I am boring, I guess is the word.
Have you had a mimosa?
Yes, on an airplane.
Fresh squeezed orange juice, fresh, full of vitamin C, pulp-free if you want it.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, and then champagne, which is from the ground.
Champagne, it's French.
From the terroir, of which the nutrients, the soil. There's a vitamin M.
Right, the dirt vitamin is essential
to...
The glow which one has when they have mimosas, obviously.
So you're missing out.
I'm aware of this.
Hey, Dr.
But
Oz.
I glow too much, sir. I don't want more glow.
No, I want the extra glow.
Okay.
Maybe I want the afterglow.
Oh, hello. This is getting interesting.
Yes, it is. What am I doing?
I don't even know
where I am.
What's happening here?
Okay, we're taking a break, and we're coming back with the lovely Trish Stratus. It is 8:46 on TSN 1050. Oh, this is good. That's Trish Stratus. And she is throwing... there's girls in there, too. She's punching. She's flipping. I have to ask you a question.
You have yourself a fine evening. In jail.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it wrong if I ask if Seika's in that movie?
It is wrong. You would be wrong, assuming she was in there, so wrong.
You could take her.
I don't know if I want to, though.
She's 80 now.
Right, this is true. Yeah, and I'm very strong. And I beat up old people a lot.
I think you probably would, and I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
It is very sexy.
Geriatric fighting.
I'm sick of the old. They get everything.
You could say that about almost anything right now about Trish, and you'd find a positive.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, what are you doing in here?
Who invited you?
Yeah.
I'm doing the rest of the notes for the show.
Mike and I were having an intimate morning.
It was just getting
really good
and exciting. Let's talk about this movie.
Now, yes.
It was shot locally, which is always cool because you get to stay at home, basically.
I know. That's kind of one of the selling points because I just launched the studio and was kind of just in town and launching the brand. And I was like, well, let me entertain the thought of this movie. And it was here. It was in Toronto supporting Canadian cast and crew, which was very, good for me. And and there's a moment in there when it's so funny. Canadians are, they'll go crazy when there's a Canadian reference in a movie. So there's something called Markham Street in there.
Oh.
Everybody will go nuts.
It's like, Markham Street.
I know Markham Street. I know where Markham is. I live in Toronto. Yeah. That's what we do. Markham. Secret word of the day is
now,
Markham.
Can we say kind of what it's about or what do we do?
Why not? Why are you being
because
secretive?
Because
let's tell the world about bounty hunters, Mike.
But I'm mysterious, as you know.
You be mysterious. But I'll be not mysterious.
Okay.
Then. Okay.
Then you talk about the movie then.
Bounty hunters.
But don't give away the ending.
Oh, I was just going to. Okay. Bounty Hunters is a action-filled, fun ride. It's actually just, it's so much fun. Boomer Phillips is a comedian here in Toronto, and he is hilarious. Everything that comes out of his mouth is just comedy gold.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's the funniest guy.
Not as funny as someone I know.
Yeah, okay.
Wink, wink.
Anyway.
Right? But he was in the movie with me. You were not. Otherwise, it would have been...
Well, if you want to sell a movie, I can't help you now, but maybe next time.
Next time, maybe we could do a movie.
Yes.
If you're available.
Then
perhaps
we'll get Seika. Because there's some good plot lines there, I feel.
I don't think I'm available ever. So but Bounty Hunters is awesome. And you know what? If you missed me fighting in the ring, no fear. I have plenty of fights coming at you.
I saw like a clip of a lot of it.
Yeah. Lots of chick fights.
These weren't one-take fights.
They weren't?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
so.
They were. That's the cool thing about it.
What?
Is the director was like, I have this vision. I want to take this all in one shot. I mean, there's some stuff that are cut up, but he has a couple scenes in there that literally are one shot. It's incredible. And it's, the fight scenes in this movie will just make you want to watch it like every week, every day. It's amazing.
Well, I've seen it a couple of times for...
How many times have you seen it?
Well, various reasons. I do a lot of research as a journalist.
Right. Of course.
So therefore, I had to copy it and download it to my computer.
Right.
But I put it in a file called tax returns.
Oh, what else is in there? What else is in your tax returns file?
A lot of research. Mm-hmm. Oh, stuff I don't want to bore you with,
No.
No.
The music.
And by the way, you didn't download it. You purchased the DVD.
Oh,
you bought many copies of it, Mike.
Yes, that is true.
Right.
Are we almost out of time already?
No, we're not.
Kidding me.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, we haven't covered everything yet.
Okay, Bounty Hunters.
Yes.
It is out on DVD today. It is available all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over the U.K., all over worldwide at TrishStratus.com. And it's playing tonight at the AMC Theater. We're having a special screening, and there's a red carpet. I will be walking on it, around it, and within it.
Yeah, and you're at the AMC at Dundas in Yonge Street, like that big theater there by the Eaton Center.
Yep.
And again, TrishStratus.com for all information.
Then we'll go to the yoga studio. Because people probably think, oh, yeah, I go there. She's not going to be there.
I'm there all the time.
See?
Mm-hmm. I practice daily.
And so if, like, would you give lessons?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because
why did you just put your finger? Why are you? Are you begging? Was that begging? Is that why are you on the floor? Get up!
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
All of a sudden, I feel very warm.
I do as well.
So, how would they get a hold of you and say, "Okay, you're going to go? Do you lead the class?"
If you get my yoga DVD, you can pop me into your VCR, your DVD play. VCR? Who has a VCR?
Oh, no.
What am I, 80?
Sometimes it's needed. I will say that.
I have nothing against people with VCRs. I'm actually maybe a little selfish because I like to take the classes more than teach them.
So who are they going to see then leading the class?
I have about a roster of 14 of the GTA's best instructors.
14?
Yeah. I have three different studios, all different styles, all different times of the day, all different levels, amazing instructors. And honestly, I really do have the best instructors. They are great. So,
and it's in Richmond Hill?
It's in Vaughan, south of the Vaughan Mills Mall, stratusforyoga.com, if you want to come check it in.
Hey, I got a whole bunch of friends up there. I know I go up there all the time.
Is that that's Woodbridge? Is that,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I go to the social club sometimes.
Have a biscotti.
Yeah, biscotti.
Pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli. And sometimes we play cards.
Sfoglia. Have some sfoglia. It's cake. It means cake.
Well, cakes do have cake, so.
There you go.
So, hey, we'll go to the store and buy him some cake. Oh, if you can do something with this music, this is my favorite song. We play this all the time. It's kind of like the unofficial theme song of Mike Richards in the Morning.
I like it.
From a band from Denmark called Fallbeat.
Yes. What do you want me to do with this?
My mind's awash.
Dance? Want me to dance?
I have so many things that are going through my head right now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
God, you're the best.
Thank you.
Will we go on TV?
I want everyone to see Bounty Hunters.
Yes, Bounty Hunters. Hunters?
Hunters.
Okay.
I hunt.
That's Trish Stratus.